Let's talk, maybe talk about how it's different to prep for and record your show compared to our show, because it was a different experience for me.
I think the biggest difference for me was the length, because we're used to an hour long podcast and yours is much shorter than that, so we had to like condense all of our answers into that format.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, I'll be condensing all of your answers even further.
Yeah. Because that recording ended up being 40 minutes long.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it's like this 40 minute recording that I'm going to condense into 10 minutes. And like we brainstormed in there as well on like how we were going to play things. Because I guess on your show, like you're playing yourself, right? You're just talking about this thing as you. Right. And then on Dear Subjects, you're playing like a version of yourself that, you know, is like different in specific ways in order to convey, you know, this message that we're trying to get across.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, Ben, you played the opposite of what you are as a responsible adult, reeling in the nonsense as opposed to doubling down on it.
Exactly.
Yeah, that must have been a challenge.
It was tricky.
Because like my character was kind of like a romantic, and I had a ridiculous idea, but I was going with it. But then when we were like talking off of the side, I acknowledged that it was definitely a bad idea. Yeah, I think if we were talking about the same thing on our show, I would have just mentioned that it was a bad idea, like as part of my answer.
Yep.
Right. Right. As opposed to being like, no, like it's a good idea. Like it could work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like talking about it, like we know the audience is going to hear what Chris is saying and be like, that's stupid and dumb. And
right.
We can, in when we're playing a character, we can play along, and it's like even the other characters know that it's no good, and we can like play into it. But Chris doesn't have to stop and defend himself, because it is his idea, but it's not like he's in real life being like, this idea is amazing, please, this should be implemented in every city. Chris knew that his answer was like pie in the sky,
yeah,
out there. And instead of changing it because we thought it was fun and interesting, we decided to just build it into the character and the story.
Yeah, and I think it worked really well, because originally when you said that, hey, this is my idea, this is what I want to do, I was like, what? I was like, I don't know how this is going to work. Like, but then like I thought about it, I was like, okay, if we hang a lantern on it, right, and like bring attention to like its stupidity, or not, I shouldn't say stupidity, because it is like a fascinating proposal.
Yeah, it's more the fact that it's a fascinating but impractical idea, right?
Yes.
It's an awesome theory.
I mean, it's based on a real concept, but...
Right.
Before we dive in, I don't think we actually mentioned what we were doing on Dear Subjects.
We should do that.
Oh, yeah.
So basically, we came on, the characters we were playing were employees of an engineering firm who was proposing a new infrastructure bill for the city. And so we were talking about different ways to alleviate car congestion and remap the city to make it more accessible, friendly, improve the transport. And we had, Ben was the owner, and he provided kind of the reasonable adultness in the room and just like a basic proposal, like, hey, we'll just add funding to it and increase, you know, this, that, and this. I had a plan where I was talking about creating a lot more pedestrian zones where you combine city blocks and get rid of roads and then have those zones where it's more, you know, walking around, biking, etc., but also eliminating the cars in the city itself, so there'd be no cars allowed in the city, just buses and taxis and subway. And then Chris's proposal, which we're all saying is the crazy one, was that the city buildings itself themselves would be on moving rails, and you would move, your building would move around the city as opposed to you moving around the city,
so you don't need cars anymore.
And so kind of the way it went was like Chris presented it and we're like, that seems a little crazy. And then as the Q&A started, we kind of honed in on individual pieces. It was like, and you just chip away at it until it's, you know, exposed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we had Ben interrupt a few times and be like, okay, no, let's talk about Marcus's plan. And right. I said, like on the one question, I said, I'm morbidly fascinated by your
proposal. Yeah, I love that. That was such a good poll right there.
Because I was like, I don't want the audience to think like that I'm an idiot giving this like real credence, right? Especially when, yeah, the listeners, like the citizens are going to vote on this, right? And so I wanted to like not seem like a total fool, but also I'm a news anchor, like I'm a reporter. I'm asking questions, and I was fascinated by this odd thing.
I am curious to see what percentage of your listeners vote for my answer.
I really am too.
Yeah, yeah, because we do like so we've had one election before, and yeah, sometimes people vote for like at least things that I think are totally ridiculous. This one is like obviously totally ridiculous. Yeah. So I'm curious what like the effect is going to be of like, well, it's fictional, so like, ha ha ha, wouldn't this be funny?
I think the end result is, oops, we spent all our money and now we have to rethink about having a democracy.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be interesting from an economic standpoint. Oh, so like this city fell apart as it was trying to build itself on railroads.
That was a preview clip from our Patreon exclusive behind the scenes episode. For the full episode, click on the link in the description.